From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. To fight the mosquitoes spreading the Zika virus through the Wynwood section of Miami-Dade, county officials have turned to a pesticide that's seen its share of controversy. So, is the race to kill a hard-to-reach disease-carrying mosquito putting people at risk? In the studio with us is Miami Herald reporter Andres Figlucci. He's been covering the county's use of the pesticide called Naled. Andres, at what point did the county turn to the use of Naled and why?
It's been about 2 weeks. They sprayed with it three times. The issue was, of course, they needed to knock down, in their parlance, the mosquitoes that are causing Zika to spread. The method they were using routinely was not working fast enough, and that is a different class of pesticide, and that sprayed through backpacks primarily. It wasn't reaching these particular mosquitoes, which hide and are very difficult to reach.
So Naled is aerial sprayed from planes.
It is. That's correct. It's minute amounts of this are diffused within a mist, and it kills the mosquitoes on contact.
This pesticide, however, has been banned in Europe. And earlier this year, when an attempt was made to spray parts of Puerto Rico with it, street protests broke out in Puerto Rico. Why is that?
That's correct. As opposed to the more routinely types used of pesticide, it's highly toxic, even in small concentrations. And of course, what kills mosquitoes will also kill other insects, bees, butterflies, and even there's been research that it can affect birds, fish, and humans.
According to the studies, what have been the effects? And we're talking long-term effects on humans.
According to critics, this stuff accumulates in the system. So if there's long-term exposure, it presents certain risks. Those are not well understood. But studies that have been done on some butterfly populations in Florida specifically suggest that precipitous declines in these populations can be linked to the use of Naled, which is used in Florida primarily in agricultural areas.
The long-term effect on human beings, you said, not well understood. What does that mean?
Well, it's known that in larger concentrations, it can cause headaches, diarrhea, and all the way to death. There have been accidental deaths in India and some other countries. The question is, if they continue to spray with this stuff, and certain individuals are, especially infants and children, are exposed to this, the risks grow.
Now, we've reached out to Nichelle Harriet. She's the science and regulatory director at Beyond Pesticides. They're a nonprofit. They're out of Washington, D.C., and this nonprofit works to identify problems with certain pesticides. We asked her what alternatives there are to Naled. Here's the answer she gave us.
It's really tricky. You know, you need to balance the risk of Zika with the risk of these pesticide exposures. What we try to advocate for is, you know, a measured approach, eliminating breeding sites, using these toxic larvicides to target the mosquito at the larval stage, and just increased public education and awareness.
In the course of your reporting, Andres, did you find out about any other less toxic alternative to Naled?
Well, she mentioned one of them, and it's the use of these larvicides. And in fact, the county is spraying the larvicide as well, interspersing it with the Naled. So they're doing that. They're doing the education, of course. And really, they say they needed to use a Naled to knock down this mosquito quickly before it spread.
So, Andres, suppose I am a resident of Wynwood, and I am standing there out on the street at a time in the morning when the aerial spraying is going on. Do I need to worry? Do I need to rush to a doctor after I have stood under that spray?
No, you might want to go inside for a few minutes. But the fact of the matter is, this chemical breaks down very quickly. It's a very minute concentration in a fine mist, and most of it doesn't even reach the ground. So it would be very unlikely that you would come in contact with enough of it to make you sick.
We've been talking with Andres Figlucci. He's been covering the use of Naled, a very controversial pesticide, for the Miami Herald. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Christine DiMatte.